The Social Conquest of Earth. By Edward O. Wilson. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Social Conquest of Earth, written by Edward O. Wilson, is a book that explores the evolutionary origins of human social behavior. Wilson argues that the evolution of human social behavior is driven by the need for individuals to cooperate in order to survive and reproduce. He argues that the evolution of human social behavior is a result of the interplay between genetic and cultural forces. Wilson examines the evolutionary history of human social behavior, from the earliest primates to modern humans, and argues that the development of social behavior is an adaptation to the environment. He also examines the role of culture in shaping human social behavior, and argues that culture is an important factor in the evolution of human social behavior. Wilson also discusses the implications of his findings for understanding human behavior and for developing strategies for improving human societies. Wilson begins by discussing the evolutionary origins of human social behavior. He argues that the evolution of social behavior is driven by the need for individuals to cooperate in order to survive and reproduce. He examines the evolutionary history of human social behavior, from the earliest primates to modern humans, and argues that the development of social behavior is an adaptation to the environment. He also examines the role of culture in shaping human social behavior, and argues that culture is an important factor in the evolution of human social behavior. Wilson then examines the implications of his findings for understanding human behavior and for developing strategies for improving human societies. He argues that understanding the evolutionary origins of human social behavior can help us to better understand human behavior and to develop strategies for improving human societies. He also argues that understanding the evolutionary origins of human social behavior can help us to better understand the role of culture in shaping human behavior. Finally, he argues that understanding the evolutionary origins of human social behavior can help us to better understand the role of cooperation in human societies. The Social Conquest of Earth is an important book that provides an insightful look into the evolutionary origins of human social behavior. Wilson's arguments are well supported and his conclusions are thought-provoking. The book is an important contribution to the field of evolutionary biology and provides an important perspective on the role of cooperation in human societies. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Group selection is a powerful force in the evolution of social behavior. Group selection is the idea that natural selection can act on groups of organisms, rather than just individuals, and that this can lead to the evolution of social behavior. This is a powerful force in the evolution of social behavior, and is a major theme of the social conquest of Earth. Group selection is a powerful force in the evolution of social behavior. It is the idea that natural selection can act on groups of organisms, rather than just individuals, and that this can lead to the evolution of social behavior. This is a major theme of Edward O. Wilson's book The Social Conquest of Earth, which explores the idea that group selection is a major factor in the evolution of social behavior. Wilson argues that group selection can lead to the emergence of altruism, cooperation, and other forms of social behavior, which can be beneficial to the group as a whole. He also argues that group selection can lead to the emergence of more complex social structures, such as hierarchies and divisions of labor. Group selection is a powerful force in the evolution of social behavior because it can lead to the emergence of behaviors that are beneficial to the group as a whole. For example, altruism and cooperation can help a group to survive and thrive, while hierarchies and divisions of labor can help a group to become more efficient and productive. Group selection can also lead to the emergence of more complex social structures, such as those found in human societies. By understanding the power of group selection, we can better understand the evolution of social behavior and the emergence of complex societies. Main idea number 2. Human societies are the product of evolution. Human societies are the product of evolution, and the same evolutionary forces that shaped other species have shaped us. This is an important concept in the book, as it helps to explain why humans behave the way they do. Human societies are the product of evolution. Just as other species have evolved over time, so too have humans. This evolutionary process has shaped our behavior, our values, and our social structures. We are the product of millions of years of evolution, and this has had a profound impact on how we interact with each other and the world around us. The Social Conquest of Earth by Edward O. Wilson explores this concept in depth. He argues that the same evolutionary forces that shaped other species have shaped us, and that this has had a major influence on how we interact with each other and the world around us. He also argues that our behavior is shaped by our evolutionary history, and that understanding this can help us to better understand our own behavior and the behavior of others. This concept is an important one, as it helps to explain why humans behave the way they do. It also helps us to understand why certain behaviors are more common in certain societies, and why certain values are more prevalent in certain cultures. By understanding the evolutionary forces that have shaped us, we can gain a better understanding of our own behavior and the behavior of others. Main idea number 3. Cooperation is essential for the success of human societies. Cooperation is essential for the success of human societies, and this is a major theme of the book. Cooperation is necessary for the success of any group, and it is something that has been shaped by evolution. Cooperation is essential for the success of human societies. Cooperation is necessary for the success of any group, and it is something that has been shaped by evolution. Cooperation is a key factor in the success of any society, as it allows individuals to work together to achieve common goals. Cooperation is also essential for the development of trust and understanding between individuals, which is necessary for the functioning of any society. Without cooperation, it would be impossible for any society to survive and thrive. Cooperation is also necessary for the development of new ideas and technologies, which can help to improve the quality of life for all members of a society. Cooperation is essential for the success of any society, and it is something that must be nurtured and encouraged in order to ensure its success. Cooperation is also essential for the development of a sense of community and belonging. When individuals cooperate, they are able to build relationships and trust with one another, which can help to create a sense of unity and belonging. This sense of community is essential for the success of any society, as it allows individuals to work together to achieve common goals. Cooperation is also necessary for the development of new ideas and technologies, which can help to improve the quality of life for all members of a society. Cooperation is essential for the success of any society, and it is something that must be nurtured and encouraged in order to ensure its success. Cooperation is a key factor in the success of any society, and it is something that has been shaped by evolution. Cooperation is necessary for the success of any group, and it is something that must be nurtured and encouraged in order to ensure its success. Cooperation is essential for the success of human societies, and it is something that must be nurtured and encouraged in order to ensure its success. Main idea number 4. Religion is an evolutionary adaptation. Religion is an evolutionary adaptation, and it has been shaped by the same forces that shaped other aspects of human behavior. This is an important concept in the book, as it helps to explain why religion is so pervasive in human societies. Religion is an evolutionary adaptation, and it has been shaped by the same forces that shaped other aspects of human behavior. This is an important concept in the book, as it helps to explain why religion is so pervasive in human societies. Evolutionary theory suggests that religion is a product of natural selection, and that it has been shaped by the same forces that shaped other aspects of human behavior. This means that religion has been shaped by the same forces that shaped other aspects of human behavior, such as language, culture, and social organization. Religion has been shaped by the same forces that shaped other aspects of human behavior, such as the need to survive and reproduce. Religion has been shaped by the need to form social bonds and to create a sense of belonging. Religion has also been shaped by the need to create a sense of order and meaning in the world. Religion has been shaped by the need to create a sense of morality and justice, and to provide a sense of purpose and direction in life. Religion has been shaped by the need to create a sense of community and to provide a sense of security and comfort. Religion has been shaped by the need to create a sense of identity and to provide a sense of continuity and stability. Religion has been shaped by the need to create a sense of hope and to provide a sense of meaning and purpose in life. Religion has been shaped by the need to create a sense of belonging and to provide a sense of identity and purpose in life. Religion has been shaped by the need to create a sense of order and to provide a sense of security and comfort. Religion has been shaped by the need to create a sense of justice and to provide a sense of morality and justice in the world. Religion has been shaped by the need to create a sense of hope and to provide a sense of meaning and purpose in life. Religion has been shaped by the need to create a sense of community and to provide a sense of identity and purpose in life. Main idea number 5. Human societies are shaped by cultural evolution. Human societies are shaped by cultural evolution, which is the process by which ideas and behaviors are passed down from one generation to the next. This is an important concept in the book, as it helps to explain why human societies are so diverse. Human societies are shaped by cultural evolution, which is the process by which ideas and behaviors are passed down from one generation to the next. This process is responsible for the development of different cultures, languages, and customs, as well as the spread of technology and knowledge. Cultural evolution is a powerful force that has shaped human societies for thousands of years, and it continues to do so today. Cultural evolution is driven by the transmission of information from one generation to the next. This can be done through direct teaching, imitation, or even through the media. As ideas and behaviors are passed down, they can be modified and adapted to fit the needs of the current generation. This process of adaptation is what allows cultures to evolve and change over time. Cultural evolution is an important concept to understand when studying human societies. It helps to explain why different cultures have different values and beliefs, and why some cultures are more successful than others. It also helps to explain why some cultures are more resilient to change than others. By understanding the process of cultural evolution, we can better understand the dynamics of human societies and how they have evolved over time. Main idea number 6. The human brain is an evolutionary adaptation. The human brain is an evolutionary adaptation, and it has been shaped by the same forces that shaped other aspects of human behavior. This is an important concept in the book, as it helps to explain why humans are so intelligent. The human brain is an evolutionary adaptation, and it has been shaped by the same forces that shaped other aspects of human behavior. This is an important concept in the book, as it helps to explain why humans are so intelligent. Evolutionary forces have shaped the human brain to be able to think abstractly, to reason, and to solve complex problems. This has enabled humans to develop language, culture, and technology, which have allowed us to become the dominant species on the planet. The human brain is also incredibly plastic, meaning that it can adapt to new environments and learn new skills. This plasticity has allowed humans to develop a wide range of skills and abilities, from toolmaking to complex mathematics. This plasticity has also enabled humans to develop a wide range of social behaviors, from cooperation to competition. The human brain is an incredible adaptation, and it has enabled humans to become the most successful species on the planet. It has allowed us to develop language, culture, and technology, and it has enabled us to develop a wide range of social behaviors. The human brain is an evolutionary adaptation, and it has been shaped by the same forces that shaped other aspects of human behavior. Main idea number 7. Human societies are shaped by competition. Human societies are shaped by competition, and this is a major theme of the book. Competition is necessary for the success of any group, and it is something that has been shaped by evolution. Human societies are shaped by competition. Competition is a fundamental part of the human experience, and it is something that has been shaped by evolution. Competition is necessary for the success of any group, and it is something that has been seen throughout history. Competition can be seen in the way that different groups compete for resources, or in the way that different individuals compete for power and influence. Competition can also be seen in the way that different cultures compete for dominance in a given region. Competition is a driving force in human societies, and it is something that has been seen in many different forms throughout history. Competition is also a major theme in Edward O. Wilson's book The Social Conquest of Earth. In this book, Wilson argues that competition is a major factor in the evolution of human societies. He argues that competition is necessary for the success of any group, and that it is something that has been shaped by evolution. He also argues that competition is a driving force in human societies, and that it is something that has been seen in many different forms throughout history. Competition is a major theme in human societies, and it is something that has been seen in many different forms throughout history. It is something that has been shaped by evolution, and it is something that is necessary for the success of any group. Competition is a major theme in Edward O. Wilson's book The Social Conquest of Earth, and it is something that has been seen in many different forms throughout history. Main idea number 8. Human societies are shaped by cooperation and competition. Human societies are shaped by both cooperation and competition, and this is a major theme of the book. Cooperation and competition are both necessary for the success of any group, and they are both something that have been shaped by evolution. Human societies are shaped by both cooperation and competition. Cooperation is essential for any group to succeed, as it allows individuals to work together to achieve a common goal. Competition, on the other hand, is necessary to ensure that the group is able to survive and thrive in a changing environment. Both of these forces have been shaped by evolution, and they are both essential for the success of any society. Cooperation is often seen as a positive force, as it allows individuals to work together to achieve a common goal. Competition, however, is often seen as a negative force, as it can lead to conflict and competition for resources. Despite this, competition is essential for the success of any group, as it encourages individuals to strive for excellence and to strive for the best possible outcome for the group. The balance between cooperation and competition is essential for the success of any society. Too much competition can lead to conflict and competition for resources, while too much cooperation can lead to stagnation and a lack of progress. It is important to find the right balance between the two forces in order to ensure the success of any society. Main idea number 9. Human societies are shaped by the environment. Human societies are shaped by the environment, and this is a major theme of the book. The environment can have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and it is something that has been shaped by evolution. Human societies are shaped by the environment in many ways. The environment can influence the way people interact with each other, the way they make decisions, and the way they view the world. For example, the environment can shape the way people think about resources, how they use them, and how they distribute them. It can also shape the way people view their place in the world, and how they interact with other societies. In addition, the environment can shape the way people view their own culture, and how they interact with other cultures. The environment can also shape the way people view their own identity, and how they interact with other identities. It can shape the way people view their own values, and how they interact with other values. It can shape the way people view their own beliefs, and how they interact with other beliefs. Finally, the environment can shape the way people view their own history, and how they interact with other histories. The environment can have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and it is something that has been shaped by evolution. This is why it is important to understand the environment when studying human societies. By understanding the environment, we can better understand the behavior of any group and how it has been shaped by the environment. Main idea number 10. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes and culture. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes and culture, and this is a major theme of the book. Genes and culture both have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are both something that have been shaped by evolution. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes and culture. Genes are the biological basis of behavior, and culture is the learned behavior of a group. Both of these factors have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are both something that have been shaped by evolution. Genes provide the basic building blocks of behavior, while culture provides the context in which behavior is expressed. Genes and culture interact in complex ways, and this interplay is what shapes the behavior of any given society. For example, genes can influence the way people think and behave, while culture can shape the way people interact with each other. Genes can also influence the way people respond to their environment, while culture can shape the way people view the world. This interplay between genes and culture is what makes human societies so diverse and complex. It is also what makes it possible for societies to change and evolve over time. The interplay between genes and culture is a major theme of the book The Social Conquest of Earth by Edward O. Wilson. In this book, Wilson argues that the interplay between genes and culture is what has allowed human societies to become so successful. He argues that this interplay is what has allowed humans to become the dominant species on the planet, and it is what has allowed us to create the complex societies that we have today. Main idea number 11. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology and culture. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology and culture, and this is a major theme of the book. Biology and culture both have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are both something that have been shaped by evolution. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology and culture. Biology provides the foundation for the behavior of any group, as it is the basis for the physical and mental traits that are passed down from generation to generation. Culture, on the other hand, is the set of beliefs, values, and norms that are shared by a group of people. It is the way that a group of people interact with each other and the environment, and it is something that has been shaped by evolution. The interplay between biology and culture is a major theme of the book The Social Conquest of Earth by Edward O. Wilson. He argues that the combination of these two forces has been the driving force behind the development of human societies. He explains that biology provides the foundation for the behavior of any group, while culture provides the means for the group to adapt to their environment. He also argues that the combination of these two forces has allowed humans to become the most successful species on the planet. The interplay between biology and culture is an important factor in understanding how human societies have evolved and continue to evolve. It is a complex relationship that has been shaped by evolution, and it is something that has had a major impact on the development of human societies. By understanding this relationship, we can gain a better understanding of how our societies have come to be and how they will continue to evolve in the future. Main idea number 12. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, and culture. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, and culture, and this is a major theme of the book. Genes, environment, and culture all have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, and culture. Genes are the biological building blocks of life, and they determine the physical and mental traits of individuals. Environment is the physical and social context in which individuals live, and it can have a major influence on behavior. Culture is the set of shared beliefs, values, and practices that are passed down from generation to generation, and it shapes the way people think and act. All three of these factors have been shaped by evolution, and they all have a major influence on the behavior of any group. Genes determine the physical and mental traits of individuals, and they can influence behavior in a variety of ways. For example, some genetic traits may make individuals more likely to engage in certain behaviors, such as aggression or risk-taking. Environment can also have a major influence on behavior. For example, living in a dangerous or impoverished area can lead to increased levels of stress and anxiety, which can lead to different types of behavior. Finally, culture can shape the way people think and act. For example, certain cultural values may encourage or discourage certain behaviors, such as violence or cooperation. The interplay of genes, environment, and culture is a major theme of the book The Social Conquest of Earth by Edward O. Wilson. In this book, Wilson argues that human societies have been shaped by the interplay of these three factors, and that this interplay has been a major factor in the evolution of human societies. He argues that understanding this interplay is essential for understanding the behavior of any group, and for understanding the evolution of human societies. Main idea number 13. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology, environment, and culture. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology, environment, and culture, and this is a major theme of the book. Biology, environment, and culture all have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology, environment, and culture. Biology provides the genetic basis for behavior, while environment and culture provide the context in which behavior is expressed. Evolution has shaped the behavior of all species, including humans, and this is reflected in the way that our societies are structured. Biology provides the foundation for our behavior, while environment and culture provide the context in which it is expressed. The environment in which a society exists can have a major influence on its behavior. For example, a society living in a harsh environment may be more likely to develop a culture of cooperation and mutual aid, while a society living in a more hospitable environment may be more likely to develop a culture of competition and individualism. Similarly, the culture of a society can have a major influence on its behavior. A society with a strong cultural emphasis on cooperation and mutual aid may be more likely to develop a culture of cooperation and mutual aid, while a society with a strong cultural emphasis on competition and individualism may be more likely to develop a culture of competition and individualism. The interplay of biology, environment, and culture is a major theme of the book The Social Conquest of Earth by Edward O. Wilson. In this book, Wilson argues that human societies are shaped by the interplay of these three factors, and that this interplay is a major factor in the evolution of human societies. He argues that the behavior of any group is shaped by the interplay of these three factors, and that this interplay is a major factor in the evolution of human societies. Main idea number 14. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, culture, and technology. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, culture, and technology, and this is a major theme of the book. Genes, environment, culture, and technology all have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, culture, and technology. Genes are the biological basis of behavior, and they are the product of millions of years of evolution. Environment is the physical and social context in which behavior occurs, and it is constantly changing. Culture is the shared beliefs, values, and practices of a group, and it is constantly evolving. Technology is the tools and techniques used to shape the environment and culture, and it is constantly advancing. All of these factors interact to shape the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. Genes are the foundation of behavior, and they are the product of millions of years of evolution. They provide the basic building blocks of behavior, and they are the source of our individual differences. Environment is the physical and social context in which behavior occurs, and it is constantly changing. Culture is the shared beliefs, values, and practices of a group, and it is constantly evolving. Technology is the tools and techniques used to shape the environment and culture, and it is constantly advancing. The interplay of genes, environment, culture, and technology is a major theme of the book. It is the driving force behind the development of human societies, and it is the key to understanding how societies evolve and change over time. By understanding the interplay of these four factors, we can gain insight into the behavior of any group, and we can better understand the dynamics of social change. Main idea number 15. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology, environment, culture, and technology. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology, environment, culture, and technology, and this is a major theme of the book. Biology, environment, culture, and technology all have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology, environment, culture, and technology. Biology provides the genetic basis for behavior, while environment shapes the physical and social context in which behavior occurs. Culture is the set of shared beliefs, values, and norms that guide behavior, and technology is the set of tools and techniques that enable people to interact with their environment. All of these factors have been shaped by evolution, and they all interact to shape the behavior of any group. Biology is the foundation of human behavior, providing the genetic basis for our physical and mental traits. Environment shapes the physical and social context in which behavior occurs, and culture is the set of shared beliefs, values, and norms that guide behavior. Technology is the set of tools and techniques that enable people to interact with their environment, and it has been a major factor in the development of human societies. All of these factors interact to shape the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. The interplay of biology, environment, culture, and technology is a major theme of the book. It is important to understand how these factors interact to shape the behavior of any group, as this can help us to better understand the dynamics of human societies. By understanding the interplay of these factors, we can better understand how societies develop and change over time, and how they can be influenced by external forces. Main idea number 16. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, culture, technology, and history. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, culture, technology, and history, and this is a major theme of the book. Genes, environment, culture, technology, and history all have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, culture, technology, and history. Genes influence the behavior of individuals, and the environment shapes the behavior of groups. Culture is a set of shared beliefs, values, and norms that are passed down from generation to generation. Technology is the application of knowledge to create tools and machines that can be used to improve the quality of life. Finally, history is the record of the past, and it can provide insight into how societies have changed over time. All of these factors have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. The interplay of these factors is complex and dynamic, and it is constantly changing. For example, a society's culture can be influenced by its environment, and its technology can be influenced by its culture. Similarly, the history of a society can shape its environment, and its environment can shape its history. All of these factors interact with each other in a complex way, and they all have an impact on the behavior of any group. The idea that human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, culture, technology, and history is a major theme of the book The Social Conquest of Earth by Edward O. Wilson. This book examines how these factors have shaped the evolution of human societies, and it provides insight into how they can be used to understand the behavior of any group. Main idea number 17. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology, environment, culture, technology, and history. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology, environment, culture, technology, and history, and this is a major theme of the book. Biology, environment, culture, technology, and history all have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology, environment, culture, technology, and history. Biology, environment, culture, technology, and history all have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. Biology provides the physical and mental capabilities of individuals, while environment provides the resources and challenges that shape the behavior of individuals and groups. Culture is the set of shared beliefs, values, and norms that guide behavior, while technology is the set of tools and techniques that enable individuals and groups to interact with their environment. Finally, history is the record of the past, which shapes the present and future of societies. The interplay of these five factors is complex and dynamic, and it is constantly changing. For example, a society's culture may be shaped by its environment, but it can also shape the environment in turn. Similarly, technology can be used to shape the environment, but it can also be shaped by the environment. This interplay of biology, environment, culture, technology, and history is what makes human societies so fascinating and complex. The Social Conquest of Earth by Edward O. Wilson explores this interplay in depth, and it provides a comprehensive look at how these five factors shape human societies. It is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the dynamics of human societies and how they are shaped by biology, environment, culture, technology, and history. Main idea number 18. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, culture, technology, history, and morality. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, culture, technology, history, and morality, and this is a major theme of the book. Genes, environment, culture, technology, history, and morality all have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, culture, technology, history, and morality. Genes influence the behavior of individuals, and the environment shapes the behavior of groups. Culture is a set of shared beliefs and values that guide the behavior of individuals and groups. Technology is a tool that can be used to shape behavior, and history is the record of how societies have changed over time. Finally, morality is a set of shared values and beliefs that guide the behavior of individuals and groups. All of these factors have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. The interplay of these factors is complex and dynamic, and it is constantly changing. For example, a society's culture can be shaped by its environment, and its technology can be shaped by its culture. Similarly, its history can be shaped by its technology, and its morality can be shaped by its history. All of these factors interact with each other in a complex way, and they all have an influence on the behavior of any group. This interplay of genes, environment, culture, technology, history, and morality is a major theme of the book The Social Conquest of Earth by Edward O. Wilson. He argues that this interplay is the key to understanding how human societies have evolved over time, and how they will continue to evolve in the future. Main idea number 19. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology, environment, culture, technology, history, and morality. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology, environment, culture, technology, history, and morality, and this is a major theme of the book. Biology, environment, culture, technology, history, and morality all have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of biology, environment, culture, technology, history, and morality. Biology, environment, and culture all have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. Technology, history, and morality are also important factors in the development of a society, as they can shape the way people interact with each other and the environment. Technology can be used to create new tools and resources, while history can provide a context for understanding the present. Morality can be used to guide decision-making and create a sense of justice and fairness. All of these elements interact to create a unique and complex social system that is constantly changing and evolving. The Social Conquest of Earth by Edward O. Wilson explores this idea in depth, looking at how these different elements interact to shape the behavior of a society. He argues that the interplay of biology, environment, culture, technology, history, and morality is essential for understanding the development of a society. He also looks at how these elements can be used to create a more equitable and just society, and how they can be used to create a better future for all. This idea of the interplay of biology, environment, culture, technology, history, and morality is an important one, and it is something that should be explored further. It is essential for understanding the development of a society, and it can be used to create a better future for all. By understanding how these elements interact, we can create a more equitable and just society, and we can use this knowledge to create a better future for all. Main idea number 20. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, culture, technology, history, morality, and politics. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, culture, technology, history, morality, and politics, and this is a major theme of the book. Genes, environment, culture, technology, history, morality, and politics all have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. Human societies are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, culture, technology, history, morality, and politics. Genes influence the behavior of individuals, and the environment shapes the behavior of groups. Culture is a set of shared beliefs and values that guide the behavior of individuals and groups. Technology is a tool that can be used to shape the behavior of individuals and groups. History is the record of the past, and it can provide insight into how societies have evolved. Morality is a set of shared values and beliefs that guide the behavior of individuals and groups. Finally, politics is the process by which decisions are made in a society, and it can shape the behavior of individuals and groups. All of these factors have a major influence on the behavior of any group, and they are all something that have been shaped by evolution. This is a major theme of the book The Social Conquest of Earth by Edward O. Wilson, which examines how human societies have evolved over time and how they are shaped by the interplay of genes, environment, culture, technology, history, morality, and politics.